Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Malacca High School for wrestling action tonight as the Pioneers take on the Wolves. We're about ready to go. The JV matches are over. Malacca wins the JV duel 30-15. Malacca in action last night in Becker, losing to the Bulldogs by a 51-18 score. We'll be back. We'll visit with head coach Skip Toops after this.
With RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is David Rushlow, Peers Activities Director. With the fall sports seasons over, I would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers, and fans that helped make the fall seasons a success. I would also like to thank all of the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for the continued support of Pioneer Athletics. The winter sports seasons are underway. I would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this winter. It is great entertainment. Happy holidays and go.
Joining me now from Malacca, he's the head coach of the Pierce Pioneer Wrestling Program, Coach Skip Toops. And Coach, after two weekends in individual tournaments, you finally get this team out on the mats in a duel. Really has been a strength over the years of this Pioneer team. A little shorthanded tonight, but it'll be fun to get out there and juggle matchups and see what the lineup has.
Yeah, you know, we're always looking forward to getting to duels. Duels are the most fun thing that I think sport that wrestling has to offer. Gets the fans in it, gets the kids into it, you know, cheering for teammates and stuff like that. It'd be nice. A lot nicer when we get fully healthy. We're a little dinged up right now, but you know, hopefully in the near future we get fully healthy.
Is it a matter of a long-term type thing, or is these guys that are going to be in maybe shortly, if not before Christmas, shortly after?
You know, I don't know if most of them, there's really been a timetable set. You know, it's about, you know, when they're feeling better, that type of stuff. You know, hopefully after Christmas, we can get most of the guys back on the mat. We're just kind of playing it by ear right now.
What are your impressions of your team through these first two individual tournaments, first at Wadena and last week in the Brainerd?
You know, I think we got a lot of guys that fight. Got a lot of guys that battle. Obviously, we're coming off a long football season with about half of the guys and getting them back into wrestling mentality, wrestling shape, that type of stuff. You know, I think when we get a full lineup and we get everybody healthy and we get everybody on the mat, we're going to be a pretty solid team.
Best case scenario, when you are at full health, where do you see really, you know, every lineup that's going to do well is going to have kind of that buzzsaw part of their lineup? What do you project or would like to see as the Pioneers really kind of the murderer's row?
Yeah, you know, I think this year we're kind of really balanced. You know, we got some really good kids down low that's made the state tournament before, like Funk and Andres, and we got some guys up top that have been in the state before, like Jalen and Reese and Carson. And I think we're pretty balanced top to bottom. I don't know if there's really going to be a murderer's row or whatnot. I just think every weight we're going to put out a guy out there that can win.
Right. The lineup not stacked with one or two ranked kids in the state. So, like you say, balance will be the key where you don't really give up any fish out there on the mat. Tomorrow now, short night turnaround, you go up to Frazee. You got to be looking forward to that.
Yeah, you know, wrestling in a gym like in Frazee, you know, with a bunch of knowledgeable fans and a good fan base. And, you know, it'll be a good test. You know, we'll get a lot of good individual matches. Going up there a little shorthanded, it'll be tough duel-wise. You know, I think we match up pretty well individually with most of those teams. And, you know, the key is going out there and getting those matches, getting that experience, wrestling great teams and seeing where we stand.
All right, good luck tonight, Coach.
Thank you.
Coach Toops with the Pioneers with us here on the pre-match show here as the Pioneers get ready to face Malacca on You Are Their Sports.
The clock is ticking and time is running out to get everyone marked off your list this year. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack. If you are in need of the perfect last-minute gift, then stop in and we will help you out. Maybe you're looking for the perfect Verizon phone, iPad, or tablet. Or maybe you need the perfect accessory like a new case, Bluetooth speaker, connected watch, or the oh-so-popular pop socket. We have what you're looking for. For those last-minute gifts this holiday season, visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
Hey, Hey everybody, Jason Sadlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. We all know agriculture is a very tough business to be in right now. Let our dedicated, hardworking staff help you out. Anything from groceries, farm supplies, seeds, bulk commodities, minerals, steel equipment, Gravely lawnmowers, ration balancing, grain hauling, and so much more. For more information, call us at any of our four stores or visit us on the web, www.sunriseagcoop.com. We thank you for your business and hope we can help you soon.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Welcome back to Malacca, and we are ready to go with the 106-pounders, and we're underway with a good shot to start things off right off the whistle. Tanyan Black, but stuffing the head there. Trevor Redunds for the Pioneers, and Trevor throws a little front headlock on. A lot of red and black here tonight, both singlets, as Redunds trying to run around a cradle here. Trevor gets the takedown to score first as we've wrestled 20 seconds. Piers Malacca tonight. Malacca was over in Becker last night, losing 51-18. Pioneers haven't wrestled since the Paul Bunyan tournament in Brainerd last weekend, where they finished fifth. They are at Frazee tomorrow. They will wrestle Mineota at 11, Frazee at 12:30, and then Perham at 2. And we'll be up there to bring you all that action from the Les Kircher duels tomorrow. Crossface in here, and Redunds got a count as Tanyan Black, a seventh grader, Trevor an eighth. We won't see Trevor's older brother, Austin, tonight. He is out with a rib injury, one of the open spots that Coach Toops alluded to in his pre-match talk. Redunds working on a wing on the left arm. He's got Black cranked over now, his head outside the circle, but still plenty of body inside the circumference of the circle as Redunds elevates that leg. 30 seconds to go. The near fall points still to be awarded here as Trevor now spins and cranks down, and there's the fall with 20 seconds left for Trevor Redunds, and it's a 6-0 start for Piers.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
113 pounds now. This is Ross Bozer for the Pioneers and Zach Salgren, a junior for the Malacca Wolves. Ross, a freshman. 6-0 after the fall for Trevor Redunds to start tonight's duel. First duel meet of the season here for the Pioneers as they've wrestled in individual style tournaments the first two weekends. Cradle here for Ross. Ross has a pretty tight cradle here. If he can tilt Zach Salgren, still that came about 25 seconds into the period. Now Salgren able to get to his feet, and good job by Salgren. Breaks the hands of Bozer, who snaps him back down, and then they're outside the circle and out of bounds. We'll get a restart. Good cradle, though, from Ross Bozer. Ross has a little bit of a height advantage on Salgren. Shoulder to shoulder as Bozer, inner part of the circle, as heels on the outside circle for Salgren. Brandon Funk due up next. There's a
throw try by Bozer, and again out of bounds, though, the referee says. So no points. 51 seconds left in the first. Now Sahlgren shoots a possible fireman's throw here. If he can dump it over, he'll get the two, and there it is. Good shot by Zach Sahlgren. And now it's on the defensive side of things for the first time for Ross Bozer. Tries to fight out that as Ross halfway in, halfway out the circle, and they stop it for potentially dangerous that the arm angle got wrenched over. But takedown here for Zach Sahlgren. Good fireman shot there by Sahlgren. Saw an opening and grabbed it. 2-0 lead for Malacca's Sahlgren. From the restart, tried to stack up Ross. Ross defends out of that.
Get it deep.
Pulls his elbows up under his chest.
Get it deep. There you go. There you go.
Sahlgren on the left hip trying to cheap tilt Ross. Ross rolling through. Referee down to a knee to signal neutral, but the tilt still on, and now a one count given. Now the count again. Ross able a couple of one counts and no points. Bozer able to get back to his belly and his base here. And there's the end of the period here. The big Malacca Wolf logo right in the middle of the mat here. It's a red circle with a black border. Malacca Wolves in big block lettering outside on the edges. It'll be a down start here for Ross Bozer. Trailing 2-0, tries to sit out off to his left hip. Sahlgren still in on deep on the hips. As now Bozer pulls that left arm in again, reaches underneath. Here comes that cheap tilt try, and again Ross rolls through, and we have dodgeball tournament breaks out here in Malacca. Maybe kickball, I don't know. If I was that alternate ref, I would have been so tempted to just kick that thing into the top row.
Break it down, Ken Zach, break it down.
One of those Fayed yellow blue balls came bouncing out onto the mat. I would imagine that young man is getting a talking to by his mom right about now. Back to action here. Ross Bozer, 30 seconds into the second period. He trails 2-0 to Zach Sahlgren. Here's the tilt try again. Now Ross reaching in for a switch. Ross switches in on the leg of Sahlgren. Ross. Ooh, Sahlgren just overpowered him and brought him back down to his belly. Ross almost turned that into a reverse, but Sahlgren just too strong.
Get it deeper in his pocket. Put it in his pocket.
Sahlgren with a fireman's takedown in the first period to lead 2-0. We're still there halfway through the second period. Ross now able to stand up, his legs widespread, but he's brought back down right down to that tilt. Sahlgren hasn't been able to get that tilt for points yet. And Ross able to just torque that torso and keep those shoulders off the mat. A couple of one counts, but not enough to get near fall points. 35 seconds left. Again, Ross has been ridden here this whole period. Sahlgren bridging up again is Ross. Bozer now standing. He'll try and peel hands out. Get out. He faces him, and he's out for the escape. Bozer with the escape, and it's 2-1. Ross scores with less than 20 seconds left. Now Ross in on the ankle. Ross drives forward, goes right to the cradle. Does he get him to his back for a count? He does. Bozer scoring late in the period. He's going to get the escape, takedown, and near fall as the horn sounds. Bozer with a six-point flurry at the end of the second period. And he will lead 6-2 going to the third. Good work by Ross Bozer. Got the hands peeled away from Sahlgren, went right on the offensive, got the drop down on the ankle pick, and went right in and got Sahlgren to his back right on the edge of the circle. So the third period underway. Ross grabs that ankle, drives him forward. Sahlgren now trying to bridge up to his right knee, gets to a kneeling position, and Ross just bumping him forward, pins that left ankle back up. And out of bounds. Ross working that Turk series over on the far side of the mat in front of the Piers fans that have made the trek here to Malacca tonight. 1:46 to go. Big day in high school wrestling tomorrow. Of course, we told you about Piers up at Frazee, but you've got the Christmas tournament down in Rochester, the Big Bear tournament, a huge tournament is up north. Cass Lake Bina tomorrow. So huge day in high school wrestling tomorrow. Bozer still on the attack. He's working on the right hip. He's going after the Turk as Salgren trying to defend out of that. Down to a minute 15. Salgren won last night 11-7 in his match against his opponent from Becker. 105 to go. Ross Bozer leading Zach Salgren 6-2. All six of Ross's points in the final 20 seconds of the second period. Escape and a five-point throw and takedown near fall. 50 to go. As Salgren, one knee outside, one palm outside. This is going to be close to a whistle as they do go out. 44 seconds left for Salgren to get something going and try and mount a comeback here as they come back to the center circle. Ross will get down on the left hip side. Referee says, all right, get on, and we're underway with a clean start. Ross again just grabs that left ankle and drives forward on Salgren, trying to throw that leg in first. 33 seconds left for Ross Bozer and Zach Salgren at 113.
What's he doing?
And we get a stall called on Bozer. I don't see any either guy with an ankle, but I know Malak is the green. They won the flip. Ross attacks the hips. Driving. Breaks him down. And we get a clasping call. Ross is going to get a clasping call. So it's 6-3 now as Salgren picks up a point on the clasp. And the clock shows 19 seconds left. And a restart. It's clean. Sit out try by Salgren. Ross going after the Turk. He hasn't even come really close to locking up the Turk yet, but he's been warned for stalling once. We're down to 5 seconds. Ross is going to win this one. As a quick sit-out try, Salgren will get a late switch and get two, and it turns into a two-point reversal at the horn, and it's a 6-5 win for Ross Bozer. And the Pioneers take the 9-0 lead.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months. It is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Back at Malacca, we move to 120. This is Brandon Funk for the Pioneers and for the Malacca Wolves, William Daniluk. Brandon ranks 7th at 113. Sophomore, William is an 8th grader for the Wolves. Pierce has a fall and a decision so far. And here's a takedown almost for Funk. Good job by Daniluk spinning with Funk. Not giving up the two. Brandon now gets behind and secures the takedown. 2-0 lead, Funk. As we wrestle at 120 pounds here tonight in Malacca. Here's Funk. Looks like he's trying to elevate those hips, get that leg thrown in on the step through Turk. Hips are up. Brandon wheelbarrowing him forward, palms down, legs up in the air here for Daniluk as Brandon, he says, hey, there's a possibility for a cradle from there. As Daniluk fighting off the Turk. Brandon couldn't quite get that opportunity. Now he's got his head right into the rib cage. Now pulls up on Daniluk, and Daniluk's sitting almost. Brandon still throws a cross face in, a hard one. 45 seconds left. 2-0 lead for Brandon Funk, and they are off the mat. Brandon's got family members here. The Funk group is right across from me. Sit-out try here by William Daniluk. Sits a little bit off to his right hip side. Now Brandon has control of the left wrist underneath the belly of Daniluk, trying to tilt him. He's got the leg hooked. He can turn that over now, but 20 seconds left. Now spins over the top, still with the wrist here, as Funk looking for leverage underneath. Trying now possible cradle try for Funk. Still neutral, though, just Danilek defending underneath everything Brandon throws at him. 3 seconds left, and it looks like it'll be a 2-0 lead for Brandon Funk after 2 minutes of wrestling. Piers 9, Malacca 0. Jake Andries on deck for the Pioneers against Ethan Shores. It's a start in the down position here for Danilek, riding left hip side for Brandon Funk. Brandon now instructed to get down. There's a roll try. Brandon tried to stack him out of that. Back to his knees, all balled up underneath Funk as Brandon now right hip side. Standing now, Danilek trying to get out, and he's free for an escape. 2-1. Danilek goes in on a shot double. Now switches to a single. Brandon blocks that, throws in a front headlock, stuffing the head of Danilek down. Both men on their knees, shoulder to shoulder, right in the middle of the mat. 30 seconds into the second period. 2-1 lead, Brandon Funk. Danilek grasping the right wrist of Funk. Now both men come back up to their feet. Hand control fighting out there in the middle of the mat. A little head slapping by both guys. Again, sagging down Funk. And Danilek and Funk separate. Reestablish their headgear on top of their heads. And now a little slide-by try by Funk. Then he shoots in, blocked by Danilek. And they go off on the Piers bench side. Pretty good action here at 120 pounders. William Danilek of Malacca, Brandon Funk of Piers. Elbow tie-up as Funk reaches in behind the tricep of Danilek, now pushing down on the head. And again, they push each other away, come back to the middle. Danilek comes in, can't get there, caught in a front headlock. Now as Funk trying to run this around, reaches back for the leg into a possible cradle here. He's got the cradle locked up. Nope, gave it up, but in, got the takedown instead. He was looking for the cradle, didn't feel it, so he goes up and secures the takedown. Now he goes after the Turk. He's got the leg in, he's got the crossface in, and now it's a matter of just turning that over as Danilek off on his left shoulder side. 20 seconds to go in a now 4-1 lead for Brandon Funk, second period. Brandon, half in on the right side now with 7 to go. And this period is going to end, it looks like, with a Funk lead of 4-1. He's not going to be able to turn them there. And the horn sounds. Clay Hake, Mitch Vetters are the co-coaches for the Malacca Wolves. Skip Toops for the Pioneers. Brandon's got choice. He goes down here with a fresh 2 minutes on the clock. And Danilek will work from the left side here. Gets on board. And it's a roll try here. Cheap tilt by Danilek and Brandon able to belly out. 4-1 lead for Funk. We're 10 seconds into the third period here in Malacca tonight at 120 pounds. Pioneers have a first period fall for Trevor Redunds and a 6-5 decision win for Ross Bozer to build a 9-0 lead. There's a tilt by Danilek, and he's going to get a near count. Funk, he liked Bozer fought through that. Now a one count. Still with that cheap tilt locked in here. Danilek. And good job by Brandon Funk fighting that off. Just like Bozer gave up a one count a couple of times, so did Funk, but never the necessary extra count to give up the point. So it's still 4-1 with a minute 10 to go. Much colder here than it is down in the Bahamas, I'm sure. As Brandon pulls those arms up under his chest. Now extends his left arm. Kneels to one knee. Now almost standing, peeling the hands away. Brandon's on his feet. Trying to get free and turns. Brandon switching. He's got a front headlock on. He's going to get at least one, maybe two on a reversal. He's going to get one for sure on an escape. 35 seconds left. There's the one, and they go out of bounds. So it's 5-1 for Brandon Funk. Skip Toops up and yelling encouragement to Brandon. Now Danilek goes on the attack. 25 seconds left. 5-1 lead for Brandon Funk over William Danilek. Brandon tried to shoot, couldn't get in deep on the legs of Danilek. He lost by fall in Becker last night. Stalemate called. 12 seconds to go. No stall warning so far. Brandon shot in. Brandon danced back, sneaks in behind, got two, and that's going to secure the win here for Brandon Funk. And Funk will ride it out to the tune of a 7-1 victory. So the Pioneers start with three wins here in Mille Lacs. Jake Andrews next.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way with 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects. Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates. Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers.
We are back in Mille Lacs. We've got Jake Andrews for the Pierce Pioneers, and this, I believe, is Ethan Shores for the Wolves, 126 pounds. Oh, Tyler Hawker is the Mille Lacs wrestler. Thank you. Jake, a three-time state entrant for the Pioneers, currently ranked number six at 120. He won the 126 Wadena title. He finished second in the Brainerd Paul Bunyan last weekend. Here's Andrews elevating and taking Hawkins to his back, and he got a count. And not a pinning combination. There go the two near fall. And then the referee blows the whistle. So a four-point throw and near fall here for Jake Andrews. And Jake riding here, gets a clean start, grabs that ankle, drives through. Jake looking for the Turk. He's got the legs in, now reaches up for that cross face, and here comes the count. Andrews will try and lock this one up. 50 seconds to go. Tyler Hawker. Jake, now Hawker able to get back to his knees, two near fall. Wasn't really a good tight pinning combination there for Jake, but he's building points. 6-0 now for junior Jake Andrews, who also finished 35th in the state cross country meet this fall. Jake grabbing at that left elbow as Hawker sags off to his right hip side. Jake cheap tilts him. Jake has used that move very effectively this year. He's going to pick up points here. Tyler Hawker, a freshman. And Jake will use that cheap tilt to put two on the board, and it's an 8-0 lead now with 12 seconds left. Looks like it'll be Zach Tanner on deck against John Hall. And there's the horn, and it's an 8-0 lead after 2 minutes for Jake Andrews. Choice for Hawker. Hawker's going to defer to Jake. Jake says, I'll take down. Again, don't forget, we are in Frazee tomorrow. It starts at 11 a.m. Pioneers will wrestle Minneota at 11. Then they get the Frazee Hornets. Here's a Granby shot in and hooked up by Jake off the start. Reversal and near fall for Andrews. Jake will reach back for that head and try and get it into a headlock. Pinning cob, there goes the reach. He's got the chin. Now Jake will lean back and try and get this with a minute 35 to go. Referee down to look. Andrews sagging down. It's close. Hawker trying to bridge up here. Jake sinks down in his weight. And there's the fall for Jake Andrews in the second.
And your winner for Pierce, Jake.
Andrews, a second period fall, and it's an 18-0 lead for the Pioneers.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
All right, we're wrestling at 132, and Malacca's John Hall out there, number 9 in the state at 126, a senior against freshman Zach Tanner. As expected, Hall going to work here early. And he's got a tilt in on Zach and got a count going. Not yet, though, referee says nope. Stacking him up, though. This is going to get pretty troublesome here for Zach as Hall ready to leverage his way over and... Still well over a minute to go in the opening period for Tanner and Hall. Now the near fall point is near fall count is sufficient enough. Tanner able to get back to his base, and Hall will just cut him loose. Three near fall for John, a state entrant. Here's a front headlock throw, reaches back for the leg. He'll cradle out of this. 7-2 lead now for 9-2 lead for Hall. He's got a good cradle on here. Here it comes. He's tilted him, and now he's to his back, and Hall will sit down on this. Zach Tanner on his back here with 40 to go, and he's able to roll through to his knees. Still, the cradle's locked up, and it's rolled again. And Tanner, this is going to be tough to get out of here. Tanner fighting off John Hall, but Hall's got a good cradle in. Now Hall gives up on the cradle, takes his three, and it's 12-2. Goes now into a press, and Tanner again on his back, and Hall will go chest to chest and try and finish this one off. Under 10 seconds to go in the period as Malacca looks for their first win of the duel tonight. 3 seconds. But now Zach Tanner switches. Well, Tanner came out of that with a headlock, doesn't score out of it. It's 12-2, but Zach made that interesting right at the end. Zach is able to reach back and get the head, and all of a sudden, Hall never lost control, but it was close to Tanner, almost switching that around, just ran out of time. Looks like blood time for Zach as he'll be coming over to the bench as Clint Poster comes over with him. So we'll take a break. Piers leading 18-0 here in Malacca.
The Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in Central Minnesota. They've been serving Central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities, from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls, and experience the same challenges that you do. So, they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekenInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Henneken Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce.
All right, blood time is over, and we're ready to resume wrestling here with John Hall in front of Zach Tanner. 15-2. There's a clasping call. This is going to be Hall reaching around for the head of Tanner driving. Tanner, though, still in on the waist. The gauze comes out on Zach. Now Hall switches. This is going to go as a tech fall here. As there's the two. And it should be over. Yeah, there's the whistle. 18-2 is your final on a Tech Fall win for John Hall. So 5 points go on the board for the Mille Lacs Wolves for senior John Hall.
When you think landscaping, think Scotty's. Full-service landscaping. Options for unique edging with concrete curbing installation, shoreline repair, paver patios, retaining walls, plant design, seed and sod installation, plus much more. Scotty's also provides turf management, including fertilizing, spraying, compaction care, and more. Ask about year-round maintenance. Yes, for all your landscaping needs, one name to remember, Scotty's Landscapes. On the web at thinkscotties.com. That's thinkscotties.com.
Hi, I am Braden LeBlanc.
And I'm Hunter Jacobson.
We are fourth graders at Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce. Think you can't afford a quality Catholic education for your children? At Holy Trinity, no one pays 100% of the cost of education. We know that family finances come in all ranges. That is why there is a variable tuition. Not only is Holy Trinity affordable, we provide a welcoming learning environment with small class sizes for academic excellence.
Holy Trinity is looking forward to providing many years of affordable Catholic education. Register today to join the 178 students already enrolled. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446 or find us on the web or Facebook.
152-pounders coming up. When we left, it was 18-5. When we come back, it's 18-17. A couple of forfeits given up by Pioneer Open Weights at 138 and 145. So forfeiture wins for Garrett Hall and Bryce Salgren. And it's a one-point duel. Pierce 18, Mille Lacs 17. And now we're going to have a match at 152 with the Pioneers' Brandon Tamala, a junior, against Moses Danielyuk, a senior. Pierce with a fall for Trevor Reduns, a 6-5 win for Ross Bozer, 7-1 win for Brandon Funk, and a fall for Jake Andries. Mille Lacs gets on the board with Tech Fall win for John Hall, then back-to-back forfeits for Garrett Hall and Bryce Salgren. So we are halfway through this duel tonight, and we're underway. Tamala and Danielyuk. Moses and William brothers? Okay. We saw William Danielyuk against Brandon Funk. This is Moses Danielyuk. Good shot in by Danielyuk. Is it deep enough on the right single as Tamala tries to whiz her out of that? Danielyuk reaches up and inside trip, and good job by Brandon Tamala to fight off that shot by Moses Danielyuk. No scoring yet here. 30 seconds gone by. Some good action in the opening 30 seconds. Now Brandon in on a single. Right leg of Danielyuk. And Danielyuk now forced to defend out of this as he sprawls his hips back. Danielyuk reaches for a throw. Brandon, though, reaching back. Brandon, this is neutral. Yep, a good scramble going on. Who's going to get the better of this? Danielyuk coming around. Danielyuk's got the better position. And he's going to score the takedown. Moses Danielyuk wins the scramble. And now he'll go to work. 1 minute to go. 2-0 lead for Danielyuk. Jalen Jansen possibly on deck. Alex Barclay's also weighed in at 170, but looks like Jalen is the one that's getting warmed up over there. Now Brandon able to get up, ran out, an escape. Not so sure that Danielyuk wasn't more than willing to get caught down in a Granby. Probably one of the better Granby guys on our team is Brandon Tamala, and they're out of bounds. 2-1 now with a lead for Mille Lacs' Moses Danielyuk. Pierce Section 8 AA, Mille Lacs 7 AA now. There's a little slide-by try by Brandon, and he sinks down to the right knee, trips. No takedown yet as Danielyuk with a good whizzer in. Danielyuk pulling Tamala's left arm underneath Danielyuk's body to prevent the takedown, but Brandon's close to getting the two here. 9 seconds left. He's got to free that arm, though. There's the two. And Tamala gets the takedown with 4 seconds left, and that'll give him the lead. 3-2 going to the second period. Good first period action between Danielyuk and Tamala. Brandon's going to defer choice here. And Danielyuk will choose down. Skip Toops has a question for the official. I think on whose choice it was. Green is Malacca. Yes, it's Green's choice. So Daniluk, does he want to stay down? Now he will defer. And Brandon will choose down. So Tamala now will assume the position. Rolls to his right hip, gathers his wrists underneath his chest, sucking in on trying to get for that leg. Brandon now driving forward, reaching back behind Daniluk. Daniluk now, this is going to be close to an escape for Tamala as Daniluk still with control. Now Daniluk, better control. Oh, he almost slipped off and got caught there as he almost got thrown right to his back by Tamala. Tamala now, wide base underneath as he bridges up. Long arms of Tamala almost got to the leg. There's the escape for Tamala. He's up 4-2 now as they separate. And Daniluk shoots a deep double. And Tamala sprawling hips back. Reaches under the chest of Daniluk. Now front headlock in by Tamala. Drives forward and Tamala no points yet. Tamala grabs that ankle, pulls it up. Daniluk still a hold of the right knee of Brandon Tamala. 1 minute to go. No takedown yet for Brandon. Crossface in for Tamala. Preventing the takedown is the fact that Daniluk has the right knee of Tamala. Now he lost it, and there go the 2 points. 6-2 for Brandon Tamala. Piers leading this duel 18-17 at the halfway point. 40 to go as Tamala has both legs thrown in. Climbing up the back here. 30 seconds to go in the second. Tamala with a 6-2 lead. Now grabs that left ankle of Daniluk. Daniluk sits into him. And Tamala drives back into the hips, attacks the legs with the Turk, goes up top with a quick crossface, cranks that over, 15 seconds. Referee says neutral for now. Brandon trying to turn those shoulders. Referee down and looking, still neutral. 6 seconds. Is he going to have time to get a count? He's not. Daniluk fights off the Turk in the final seconds of the second period. No near fall points. And we go to the third with Brandon Tamala ahead, 6-2. And Green's got choice after deferring last period. And Tamala and Daniluk are going to go on their feet here. So Daniluk's going after a takedown throw here. As the third period underway in Malacca here at 152 pounds. Shot by Brandon is blocked nicely by Daniluk. Now Daniluk gives up the right leg, and did Tamala get the throw? Somebody, there's a scramble, and Daniluk's got Tamala to his back with near fall. And whistle, and it's out of bounds. A throw and two near fall, and we are tied at six. So Daniluk won the battle for the throw from their feet. And it's 6-6 with a minute 36 to go. And Daniluk is going to give up the optional start escape. So it's 7-6 Tamala. Daniluk feeling success with that last series, getting the takedown he was looking for. So he'll give up the point to go after another one. Shoots in. Brandon's got those hips sprawl back again. A minute 20 to go. Tamala working with a 7-6 lead. The lead in the balance both in the individual match and the duel right now. Daniluk being driven forward here, and there's a takedown for Tamala. Tamala gets two with a minute 3 to go, and he's up 9-6. Still in on the hips over in front of the Pioneer bench area. 52 seconds remaining. Tamala now up by three. Daniluk to his knees, reaching back, sitting forward, but Tamala pushes him back. Time coming off the clock down to under 40 seconds left, and they're off the edge with 39. Right in front of Coach Skip Toops over there. First-year head coach for the Pioneers. 39 seconds left for Brandon Tamala and Moses Daniluk. Daniluk quickly sits, freed the ankle, and that allows him to turn into Brandon. Brandon grabs the leg, still with control, no escape yet. And Daniluk gets thrown right to his back with 26 seconds. Tamala with a big throw. Tamala's getting near fall points. Trying for a big fall here for Tamala. Daniluk trying to fight this off. 15 seconds left. Tamala has him chest to chest. 13 seconds left. Tamala trying to bear down with all his weight. 7 seconds left. Tamala trying to pick up big team bonus points here. Cranks it over one more time, and he won't pin him, but he gets the win. Three near fall. And Tamala comes up with a nice win over Moses Daniluk.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Next weight, 160, we've got Reese Kapsner against Ian Hansen here. Just underway as a big win for Brandon Tamala gives Piers now a 21-17 lead in the duel. Reese is currently ranked number 6 at 152. Scored 3 touchdowns in the Prep Bowl a couple of weeks ago. Driving his man forward. This is Hansen. Hansen gives up the ankle, and Kapsner gets the 2. 1:13 to go. Ian Hansen is a sophomore. It was a nice win for Brandon Tamala over Moses Daniluk. Pioneers now up in the duel, 21-17. Restart here. In on deep hip ride is Reese Kapsner. Steps over to the right side. Reese finished second in his weight class up at Paul Bunyan in Brainerd last weekend. Didn't wrestle in Wadena, getting the week off, fresh off the Prep Bowl win. Kapsner powering him forward. Now he's got him turned. Not yet, says the referee, as Hansen is off to his right side, and Reese just continues now to apply pressure. Now the count begins. 35 seconds left in the first. Reese will power forward again. Now Hansen a little more flatter to the mat. 25 seconds left. It's going to be Hansen bridging up over there. Reese still with a good tight hold on. 17 seconds left, and there's the slap of the mat, and it's a first period fall for Reese Kapsner. Kapsner wins, and it's 27-17 Pioneers.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Here's Jalen Jansen against Ben Hansen. And Jalen on a quick takedown, ankle pick. He's going to cut him loose. Go back after the attack here. 2-1 lead here, just 17 seconds into this 170-pound match. Pioneers lead Malacca in this duel, 27-17. Ben Hansen is a junior. There's a fireman's attempt here as Jansen powers forward, throws a leg over. Now grabs that left ankle, picks it up, gets 2. Cuts him loose. 4-1 lead for Jalen Jansen. Jansen, also a finalist, finished runner-up in Brainerd last weekend. Front headlock here for Hansen. Couldn't secure it. Steps back. Close to the outside edge of the mat over on the Malacca side. There's Jalen getting an ankle and taking him right to his back with a powerful throw. But Hansen rolled through it. He'll get 2 on the takedown, and then Jalen will just give him the escape again, and it's 6-3. Jalen goes in. Fireman dumps him over, gets 2 more, 8-3. 38 seconds left. See if he'll go after the escape again. There, yeah, there's the release, and it's 8-4, 30 seconds to go. Jalen throws an underhook here. He's going to try and throw from here. A little inside trip try, and they're out of bounds over in front of the scorer's table. Brought back to the middle, Jansen and Hansen. 23 seconds left. Jalen hooks him up. Jalen is a really good upper body thrower. 15 to go. Drops down onto the knee. Comes in off the slide by and got two on a takedown. 10-4 now. And Jalen, I think, will be secure to ride this period out rather than go for the escape here. He'll just ride out the time and take the 10-4 lead into the second period. So Jansen with five takedowns in the period. And defer for Hansen. Jalen will go down and look for an explosive start out of this for Jalen Jansen. It's up to Hansen to maintain control. He'll start from the left side, and a caution on Jalen on the start. A little early. Clean this time. Jalen up and out and in behind already for two. 12-4 lead now for Jalen Jansen. Gives up the escape, 12-5. There's a shot in by Hansen, and now that's a good aggressive move. Good to see that from the Malacca kid. Jansen blocked it with a front headlock. He's going to try and just throw. He's got an underhook on. Both men on their feet and out of bounds with a minute 37 to go. Pierce leading Malacca, 27-17. Eventually, Jalen's just going to, I would think, go for the pinning combination here. There's a takedown, and it's 14-5. Hansen on his belly. Now Jansen digs underneath, reaches up underneath the right shoulder, climbs up the back a little bit, Jalen. Minute 10 to go. Half in on the left side. Here comes the turn, and near fall as Jalen now will sit down and get the pin with a minute 5. A second period fall for Jalen Jansen. And the Pioneers take a 33-17 lead.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Ben Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce.
All right, while we are away, Luke Gertz receives a forfeit, and that locks up the dual meet win for Pierce as Gertz with the forfeit makes the score 39-17. And we move to 195, and this is Carson Hulls against Bodie Zenz of Malacca. Hulls and Zenz. Hulls driving forward, elevating on the hips of Zenz. Zenz will give up the two as Hulls quick. Aggressive attack here by Carson Hulls. Talking with Skip Toops before the match. Skip very worried. He didn't think Carson was going to make weight coming in, but obviously he did. So Hulls with a quick takedown here, and he'll just turn Bodie Zenz loose. Zenz is a freshman. Malacca won the JV part of this event tonight, 30-15 over Pierce. Some good matches there. Good experience gained by everybody. Both men on their feet. Hulls shucks him away. Both these teams are in action next Thursday. Malacca goes to St. Cloud Apollo as Zenz able to fight off an attack and almost had a front hemlock in as pushing that hand away as Hulls. 45 seconds left. And Hulls now frees himself and gets back. At that Apollo quad with Malacca are Ogilvy and Alexandria next Thursday. Pioneers host their first home meet of the season. They'll have Pequot Lakes, Pine River Bacchus, Detroit Lakes, and Mora in town. That's Thursday night. Shot in by Hulls, deep on the left leg, elevating now on Bodie Zenz. Zenz reaches across the back for the ankle to fight that off. 15 seconds left. Hulls leading this match 2-0. Zen's trying to get a flurry as Hulls comes spinning in and pushes him out with 1 second left. They didn't give the escape, so it's 2-1 for Hulls after a period. Zen's with a late escape there, and he will defer choice here to Carson Hulls, a junior. Like Jake Andries, Carson also a cross-country runner. Jake, or I should say Carson, now able to stand. Reaching back, Carson trying to peel that left hand away, spins away. There's a stall called on Zenz. There's the escape for Hulls, 3-1. And now Carson has a cradle locked up here. Front headlock yet, the cradle's still in. There comes the turn. Zach trying, or I should say Carson trying to tilt this cradle over. Near side cradle coming for Carson Hulls. And here comes the count for Hulls. Hulls has Bodie Zenz all splayed out on the mat and trying to finish this one off with a fall. And there it is with 1:18 to go in the second period.
And your winner for Pierce.
Hulls a fall, and it's 45-17.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League.
All right, making his varsity debut for the Pioneers at 220 is Aiden Stites. First ever varsity match here for Aiden. He's wrestling Craig Santama, a senior for the Malacca Wolves. Santama goes in on a single leg, driving in forward. Stites trying to fight, but can't avoid the takedown. It's 2-0 now. Pioneers lead the duel 45-17. They wrapped it up on the Luke Gertz forfeiture win at 182. Jacob Gottfeld's going to get the heavyweight match tonight for the Pioneers against Brody Ash. Still working on the right hip side is Santama. 1 minute gone by, first period. We are going to get out of here at a decent time tonight and get a good night's sleep and then head northwest to Frazee. Here comes a turn by Santama. This is going to get tight here. Santama is going to end this one relatively shortly here. Referee's there and looking, and there's the pin. First period fall for Craig Santama.
Craig Santama.
And it's 45-23 with one match to come in this duel here in Malacca tonight.
The Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce says, go Pioneers! And when you're on the go and need to find a great place to dine, then the Brickyard is the perfect place. The Brickyard features a full menu with a wide assortment of delicious food, sure to satisfy anyone's hunger. And the Brickyard also has outstanding daily food specials. Tuesdays is Taco Tuesday, Wednesday's pizza night, Thursday it's wings, and Friday is roasted chicken and baby back pork ribs. The Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Excellent automotive work at great prices? Call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Final match of the night at heavyweight is Jacob Gottfeld, a junior for the Pioneers, against Brody Ash, the Malacca Wolf freshman here. Pioneers leading this duel 45-23. Not a lot of action yet here. We've wrestled 45 seconds as Gottfeld and Ash dance around right in the middle. Jacob grabbing the elbow, trying to pull Ash forward. Brody Ash lost by fall last night as Malacca wrestling their second duel in two nights. They were in Becker. Pierce will have four duels in two nights. They have three tomorrow after tonight's action. Mineota at 11, Frazee at 12:30, Purim at 2 tomorrow. That is in Frazee. We'll be there for all that action. 35 seconds left as pretty much all hand fighting so far between Ash and Gottwald. Neither man has been down to the mat yet. But that's often the case when you get to this point, the heavyweight matches. A lot of on their feet, shoulder to shoulder fighting here until somebody gets aggressive and makes a shot. And usually one of the other makes the guy pay. And these tend to end rather quickly. These are not marathon bouts usually at the heavyweight. Out of bounds, 11 seconds left. Gottwald getting some words of encouragement from Jesse Zajac over there. One of the assistants for Coach Stoops. Elbow tie up here for Gottwald. Frees that up. And they separate again. And there's the horn. Choice for Gottwald. He's going to go down here. Pioneers won the first four. And then they run five straight from 152 through 195. Malacca wins tonight. Belong to Zach Tanner by tech fall. Garrett Hall, I should say John Hall by tech fall over Zach Tanner. Garrett Hall and Bryce Salgren by forfeit. And Craig Santama by fall. Pioneer wins. Trevor Reduns by fall. Ross Bozer 6-5. There's Gottwald standing, trying to get his hands free, get an escape here. There's a stall called on Brody Ash. Stall warning is now he horses Gottwald down. Gottwald, though, there's a clasp call coming on Ash. And then Gottwald gets the takedown. So it's going to be a three-point move there for Gottwald. The clasp and the takedown. So Gottwald leads 3-0 with 70 seconds remaining in the period. Gottwald trying to work a power half here on the left side. Ash, though, counters that. Scoots forward on his backside. Gottwald still driving. Brody Ash. Now Gottwald breaks him down and throws a good power half in on the right side. Gottwald with a half Nelson in on Brody Ash, pushing down on the back of the head. 42 seconds left in the second. There's the turn. Near fall for Gottwald. Jacob with the fall to end the night. Second period fall for Jacob Gottwald. And the Pioneers defeat Malacca by a final score of 51-23.
Unity Bank is banking built around you. Their You Connect checking is a new bank account to keep you connected and lets you earn cash back when you use your debit card. No minimum balance required, and earn 5 cents per point of sale transaction up to $5 a month. Online banking, e-statements, and debit card required. Stop in and ask how you can easily sign up and start earning cash back. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong, member FDIC. Go Pioneers. Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster. Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is Wes Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's Wes Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck. Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
All right, final score from Malacca High School tonight in the first dual meet of the season for the Pioneers. They defeat the Malacca Wolves 51-23. Here are your results. 106-pound, a win by fall for Trevor Reduns over Tanyan Black in the first period. Ross Bolzer then earns a 6-5 win over Zach Salgren at 113 to make it 9-0. Brandon Funk follows that up with a 7-1 win over William Daniluk at 120. Pioneers led 12-0. Then Jake Andries at 126 with a second period fall over Tyler Hawker. Pioneers were up 18-0 at that point. Then Malacca's John Hall earned a Tech fall victory 18-2 over Zach Tanner to put the Wolves on the board 18-5. Pioneers had open weights at 138-145, so forfeit wins for Garrett Hall and Bryce Salgren, and it was 18-17. Then Brandon Tamala with a 12-6 win over Moses Daniluk, one of the more entertaining matches of the night. 12-6 for Brandon, made it 21-17. Reese Kapsner then with a first period fall over Ian Hansen, made it 27-17. Jalen Jansen with a fall over Ben Hansen, 33-17. The duel became an official win at 182 when Luke Gertz was awarded a forfeit win, making it 39-17, putting the match out of reach. Carson Hall's a second period fall at 195 over Bodie Zenz. Craig Santama with a first period fall over Aiden Stites made it 45-23. And Jacob Gottwald finishes off our night with a second period fall over Brody Ash. And the Pioneers win this duel in Malacca tonight, 51-23. We'll have our final thoughts, tell you what's on tap for tomorrow after this on You Are There Sports.
Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is DR Trucking of Pierce, doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery. So don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking, Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
At Schomer Insurance, we know that you want to be covered by somebody who understands what's important to you. That's why we protect and value the trusted relationships we build with our customers above all else. Because when trust is earned, trust endures. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services.
With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers! Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Pierce Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all-natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world-famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Pierce Pioneers.
Pierce defeats Mille Lacs tonight 51-23. They'll now have a short night's rest, get on a bus in the morning, and head to Frazee for the Les Kircher duels. They'll start at 11. It'll be Pierce against Minneota at 11, then Pierce and Frazee about 12:30, and then Pierce and the Purim Yellow Jackets. They'll get their first look at their new Section 8 AA rival at about 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. All that action right here on your home for Pioneer Sports. You are their sports. Again, your final in Mille Lacs. Pioneers 51, Wolves 23. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll see you from Frazee tomorrow morning.